advertising short fiber content. So take away whenever this computer starts.
Thank you and good morning. First, some background. We know textile industry has been interested in getting short fiber content for a long time. However, recent years in international foreign countries showed increasingly interest in short fiber content. My personal view, this may relate to the fact that in Asia countries and African countries, contents are hand-picked. Supposedly, they have less short fiber content. So if you add short fiber content in a classification system, it may give a little bit market advantage on these contents. That's just my personal view. USDA, AMS, and ARS, and instrument manufacturer and other researchers have been working on the short fiber content issue for a long time. One of the major problems is the high variation of short fiber content. To show this, I give you an example. We have two contents tested 100 times on each content on HVI. Here is the result. On this bell, you can see from 100 tests, the highest 9.4, lowest 5. On this one, the highest is 18%, lowest 9.4. That's the range of short fiber content. You can see the variation. The other way you look at is this, is the confidence interval. If you test one sample at 95%, confidence interval, you have plus minus 1.22 error. If you want to be better than 0.1% short fiber content, you have to test 2. That's enough. However, for some high variation contents, even test 10 samples, you still have plus minus more than 1% short fiber content error. So if you have a test result based on two cones, it's not going to work very well because you are going to have more than 1% short fiber content difference. We'll talk about what does it mean for 1% or 2% error. Prominent researchers has criticized short fiber content. Here, Hertel, Dr. Kai just mentioned that he is the founder of FiberGraph, which has been used for HVI, fiber length measurement. He said the percent short fiber measurement has serious limitations and they should be recognized. It is also difficult to determine with satisfactory precision. And he preferred to use floating fiber fraction than using short fiber content. Another is Alan Heap, he's an English gentleman. And he said the objective measurements of short fiber content are not sufficiently reliable to fit comfortably into the high-speed testing systems that are used in content classification. He preferred to use relative short fiber content. And this, I heard, I have not personally seen it. It's in a British standard. It can actually describe how to get relative short fiber content. Here, I have used this figure for many times. This is a less distribution. As the earlier speakers now, we have started to pay more and more attention to distributions, not only to the averages. This is a length distribution. For longer fibers, we have upper quartile length or upper mean length. For the middle portion, we have mean length, we have model length. For the shape, we have standard deviation or uniformity index. Yes, we need some parameters to describe or characterize in the shorter fibers. However, short fiber content is not the only one, and certainly it's not the best one. If you see short fiber content is defined by half an inch, why not 0.4 inch? Why not 0.6 inches? It seems to be a relatively artificial a number. Then we have a lower cut mean length corresponding to upper cut length. Then we have a lower half mean length corresponding to upper half mean length. We have also the other parameters we can look for. Then we set up to searching for other statistical parameters to characterize short fiber content table here. We think a good parameter has to meet four requirements. The first one, it had to be able to characterize short fibers very well, or in a simple word, it have to have a high correlation with short fiber content. It has to have less variations than short fiber content. It have to be able to predict spinning performance and the yarn quality as short fiber content does. And the fourth one is equally important. It had to be easy to understand and therefore easier to be accepted by the industry. The parameters we look include short fiber content defined by 0.3 inches, 0.4 inches, and 0.5 inches. That's the regular definition for short fiber content. And the short fiber content by 0.6 inches is similar to the Chinese method, and the short fiber by 0.7. Lower cut-tail length and upper half mean length. If you know what is upper cut-tail length or upper half mean length, or just replace the longer to shorter. So for lower half mean length, is the mean length by number of the shorter one half by weight of the fibers. We have done several sets of studies. This is only one study. In this set of study, the samples were from an ATMI leading variety study. 21 bales of upland cotton of different varieties and growth in different locations were selected. Samples were tested on aphids. Various length parameters were calculated based on the length distributions. Since aphids provide the length distributions, we can calculate whatever length distribution as long as you give a definition. The cottons were also converted into open-end, ring, and vortex yarns at Clemson. Here are the results on the variation, or CV, since we concentrate on the CV percent here. You can see the average CV, not the average value, it's average CV of short fiber content is almost 9%. Compared with the longer fibers, upper half mean length, it's more than six times higher. And look at the lower half mean length. It's still close to three times higher, but it's almost three times lower than short fiber content. Yes, it has about one third of variations than short fiber content. And look at the other. Does it present short fiber content very well? First, we look at the short fiber content at 0.5 or half inch short fiber content. It has a very high correlation coefficient with all the parameters, characters, shorter part. So that means, yes, we need a parameter which characters shorter fibers, but it really does not mean that much. Anyone, just like if you use upper cut-tail length or upper half mean length, it doesn't matter. It's on the longer side. The same thing applies for shorter side. Either you're using short fiber content, using upper half mean, a lower half mean, or lower cut-tail, it should give you a pretty good indication on the short fibers. Now we can concentrate on the variation and other properties. Look at the lower half mean length and lower cut-tail length. lower half mean length had such a high correlation with short fiber content and other parameters for short fibers. So this is the highlight of lower half mean length. It has 0.987 with short fiber content. If somebody is still interested to get short fiber content, yes, because the very high correlation coefficient, you can calculate short fiber content based on lower half mean length. We say R squared is 0.97. Now, why we want short fiber content? Actually, we want to predict yarn performance and yarn properties. So we used the step regression trying to find if we can do this using lower half mean length. The following table shows the result on a open end spinning. It showed similar results with other yarn spinning systems. This is a relatively busy figure. This is the yarn properties we looked at, including ends down, yarn uniformity, strength, CV of strength, thickness, and the thin places, naps, elongation. Here is using lower half mean length as a regressor. Here is the model, the best model used. Here is the correlation coefficient with the prediction. Here is using a short fiber content as a regressor. Here's the model used, R squared. We don't need to worry about the model. We just compare the R squared. It's how well it predicts yarn properties. In all cases, we can see lower half mean length produced higher R squared. Now, so what holding back for using lower half mean length in the real world? At this time, all the lower half mean length result is based on AFIS data, because it provides the entire length distribution. But if you really want to make an impact, it has to be able to get this lower half mean length from HVI. So we're trying to develop some equations it can get lower half mean length from HVI result. Here is the equation developed based on mean length, CV of the length distribution, and uniformity index. We know the mean length and uniformity index can be obtained by HVI. However, fiber length distribution CV is not. So since we cannot directly get lower half mean length from HVI result, what can we do? Then we try to use a linear equation between the CV of fiber length distribution and the uniformity index. By looking at this graph, the x-axis is the AFIS uniformity index. The y is the CV percent of the fiber length distribution. They are relatively linear. For HVI data, it still shows some kind of linearity. However, it's not as good as AFIS data. But at this time, we don't have other better way. So we go for using this linear model. Using this model, we developed this equation, which can calculate lower half mean length directly from HVI data. See, mean length uniformity index can all be available from HVI measurement. And by using this model, we find the lower half mean length calculated from HVI input has a correlation coefficient of 0.92 with HVI short fiber index. Now, let me give a summary of advantage of a lower half mean length over short fiber content. First, it has very high correlation coefficient with short fiber content, as well as other parameters characterize short fibers. It has only about 1/3 variations of short fiber content. It predicts yarn quality similarly as short fiber content does, and it contains information fibers on the lower half. Short fiber content give you fiber information only for less than half an inch. Lower half mean length actually give you a wider span of the fiber properties. And it also is a component of upper half mean length, which everybody knows. Then it's easier, relatively, for the industry to accept. And it has other nice statistical properties due to time, so we won't be able to talk about that. And there are something in the real world. It may avoid a potential problem associated with the Chinese standard. We know Chinese using 16 millimeter as the defining point of short fiber count. Are we using half inch? It's 12.7. So when the US cotton export to China, by the way, it's more than 50% of US cotton is imported to China. You convert into Chinese short fiber content, it could be 17, 18, or 20. And based on that, on excessive short fiber content, you are going to get deducted for 0.5% by weight or 1% by weight, depending how much it's higher. So if the testing method is not accurate to minus plus 1.5, and they want to deduct 1% by weight, are you going to be happy? Do you think the market can handle this? And the other thing is relatively minor, since lower half mean length is new parameters. When you set up standard, it is the burden to match with other things. In the past, suitable array used upper half mean length. However, when HV introduced, they used upper half mean instead of upper quartile length. So you don't need to match. So ongoing work and the future work. We have developed several equations to using HVI and HVI result directly calculate lower half mean length. These equations need to be refined and evaluated at a larger scale. Ultimately, the lower half mean length should be able to get directly from the instruments. And we have got a promise from the instrument manufacturer they are going to assist us to achieve this. Lastly, we Cotton Incorporated financial support for this research is greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.